We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got Grillo and Wall producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Darwin Zook, and we'll have another update here in about 26 minutes. I was watching a little bit of that Duke-North Carolina game. Unbelievable. Coach K, is he not the greatest college coach ever? It doesn't matter who he loses to the NBA. It doesn't. They went on the road. I know North Carolina stinks this year. Oh, you dig? Are you kidding me? It's Coach K. It's Roy Boy. I love it. ACC. No, I'm looking at Duke. I'm not buying Baylor. I know the NCAA had their first, you know, look at the bracket and the top 16 seeds. And I'm not buying San Diego State. I'm not buying Baylor. You know, I might buy in on Kansas, but then I get upset when I think about FBI wiretaps and all the cheating and everybody looking the other way. I mean, coaches on wiretaps and they're still coaching, or teams are just rampant cheating. I'm looking at this Astros garbage and Aaron Manfred, and yeah, I get the Mookie Betts deal is off for the time being. It looks that way. But now, you know, Thursday, the story that Manfred, you know, we will dole out the punishment for the Red Sox and elaborate cheating before spring training, but the players won't be punished. Then I'm watching A.J. Hinch with one of the dumbest moves doing that interview ever. Just didn't give an answer to anything. Sounded like he's getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. and become a politician. And then speaking of politicians, you got Trump now saying that P. Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame, because when you look at this Astros story, and we'll get into the Wall Street Journal piece on code breakers and dark arts and that this cheating just wasn't a trash can, and you get the GM and everybody not knowing, I didn't know, he didn't know, I don't know, does he know? And that baseball is trying to save two of their best franchises right now by giving immunity to the players. And if I'm an owner, I get the almighty dollar. But if I know players were involved, and when you say immunity, okay, I'm still going to pay you, but I'm setting you free. You're done. You're done in my ballpark. You're done. If we lose 90 games, 100 games, I don't care. Because the art of principle and accountability is lost in every discussion about money. Will the players have immunity? Major League Baseball. And again, I don't know what the fine print is in a private deal with the Major League Baseball Players Association or the individual teams. But if I'm an owner, I tell them, no, I don't want, Altuve, take your money. I don't care. I'm going to pay you, but get away from me as far as you can run. Anybody connected, anybody, if it's Altuve, if it's Bregg, I don't care, on the Astros roster, anybody still in Houston that's connected to this cheating, just dump them. Same thing with the Red Sox. I mean, oh, they'll you know, Dombrowski, they'll dump. Cora gets fired. You get everybody connected to this cheating scandal except the players. And then this news story about an elaborate scheme of Excel spreadsheets. And this is Wall Street Journal, and this is Major League Baseball in a letter they got their hands on from Rob Manfred to Jeff Luhnow, the GM. And he claims he didn't read emails and he didn't know. But then there's other info in that letter to counter what he said. And, you know, we could break it down for 4 hours tonight. I could read all the evidence. The bottom line is, any player connected to sign-stealing investigation, if managers and GMs are going to lose jobs, tell me why the players walk. And then Rob Manfred tried to spin this, well, immunity, because we need to get the whole story. Really? Wall Street Journal did a pretty good story. You need to get the whole story for what? Why? Well, we got to make sure we don't, you know, you're afraid of the Major League Baseball Players Association tying everything up in court or arbitration or legal ease that's in contracts. You know, Pete Rose filed or announced petition to get back in because, as I was telling Grillo and Wall before we went on, you look at Pete Rose right now and you compare it to the documented cheating we have read about and people who have been fired, not just for a year, not banned from baseball, just, you know, fired or suspended for a year. Lunau and A.J. Hinch in that god-awful interview. And how can... It's like I'm watching, and Verlander's just part of the Astros, and I'm watching the PGA stop out at Pebble Beach, and Phil Mickelson had an unbelievable Saturday. And now when I see an Astros player, I look at them and I'm like, okay, I know you're a pitcher, you're not involved with the trash can or the Excel spreadsheets or anything stealing signs, but man, Justin, you stood up against cheating when you were wearing a Tigers uniform. How does not one person outside of the owner, Mr. Crane, not one person in that organization stands up for doing it the right way? Oh, because you got the code, the baseball code, the clubhouse code. You have the code. You can't break the code. It's like Jessica Mendoza. She got shown the door by the Mets and basically quasi-demoted by ESPN because she said fires who broke this story in November broke the code. Yeah, well, what's that code? That the GMs and managers can lose jobs? But the players get immunity? Like they're victims? Normally people get immunity when they're a rat in prison ratting out someone else to get convicted so they save their own rears. Or you get immunity when you're an innocent victim of an elaborate scheme or crime. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Because I'm telling you, as we ramp up to baseball and I get the Mookie Betts headline, which I'm surprised the Twins wouldn't try and get this deal done and get Betts out of the American League, but all the Major League Baseball franchises are the smartest people in the world. And I want to know, A.J. Hinch, since he lost his job with the Astros, where in the hell did he get the deep voice? Because I've heard him talk a million times, and when he's in that interview, I'm like, whoa, what's going on? How come he's not doing the A.J. Hinch show? They'd throw me out of CBS Sports Radio in a heartbeat if 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern time, it was the A.J. Hinch show. As I told the boys back in New York City, Saddam Hussein in a CNN interview before Shock and Awe gave you more information than Hinch did. So you put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame now, reinstate him to baseball. Do it. Because if you're given immunity to high-tech, blatant, franchise-wide cheating. So this is going beyond even the trash can. This elaborate scheme of an Excel spreadsheet on, you know, analytics on cheating in live games and a video monitor at the end and of the dugout and everything going on, and how dumb these Astros front office personnel, that they're saying it began with an intern with an idea. How dumb they are to communicate on email. But you watch those Datelines or CBS 48 Hours, you're like, these people are dumb. Not like you're planning a crime, but you're like, they are dumb. And for some reason, A.J. Hinch or anybody trying to talk right now thinks the media and you, the fans, are going to buy just whatever they want to throw out there. Like a lot of people do buy whatever you read on Twitter or Facebook or whatever somebody says, no matter what side of the political aisle. And you're going to buy it, that you're nothing but a mindless robot in that because they're the mighty Astros, or A.J. Hinch was the manager of the Astros, you're not gonna fight them. That you'll just forgive, forget, and move on. No, I think this story is getting uglier. And it's not going away. And everybody will look at the Astros as a baseball franchise that cheated to win. They have no credibility. Nowhere. More credibility in the hardworking people at Minute Maid Ballpark who work the concession stands. No street cred. No baseball credibility. Well, it's not the pitchers. Well, then a pitcher could have stood up and said, you know what? We need to stop. I told them we should stop. I told them that this isn't right. Nobody said, take our banner, take our trophy. Yeah, we got immunity, but we don't deserve that. Nobody in this whole, in the story, just, there's more coming out, and there'll be more. And Mr. Crane, the owner, said, well, in spring training, the players are all going to talk. No. I doubt they will. Major League Baseball Players Association won't let them. And I wish Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, would explain immunity. Does that mean that a team can't just cut them? Yeah, you got to pay them. They got a contract. They get the legalese. And when you look at that immunity, how is it defined? I'm not a lawyer, and they're not a public company, and I don't think we can get a Freedom of Information Act to read everything. But man, if I was an owner, I'd tell somebody, take me to court. Take me to court. Okay, you got immunity, but you cheated. We have in your contract a clause, you know, hurting the image of the franchise, the team, whatever. But I don't know because of Manfred and immunity. Explain it to me, please. But baseball's like Goodell, and these entities are so big that they believe they can do what they want to. They're protecting the players. Because could you imagine if they had to, let's say it's, I'll go with nine players. I'll just go low number. Nine players on the Astros, the biggest names, nine biggest names on the Red Sox, and you had to hammer them. Now, it's easier to fire Cora. It's easier to fire A.J. Hinch, Lunau, the GM, manager, GM. But could you imagine if you had to set aside 20 of the biggest names in baseball? And we don't know. Because we don't know, you know, who did it. Did everybody do it? I mean, when you read the Wall Street Journal article, it looks like this was part of business operations. I mean, that's why, and he hasn't explained, and he just throws out, well, the players aren't going to be punished. So Carlos Beltran gets the pressure to step down before he ever manages a Mets game. Cora's done because of his connection to cheating with the Astros. Red Sox haven't been hammered yet because baseball's trying to figure out, oh boy, when we're going to do this right before spring training? How dumb is that? How that, it's just arrogance. So Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Put Bonds in the Hall of Fame. Put Clemens in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to hear about this immunity for the Astros or forthcoming immunity for the Red Sox. I don't want to hear about it. A lot of people are losing their jobs, but not the players. And to me, that even paints a darker picture of the true measured manhood of all those players who wanted immunity, but they're willing to let the manager go and take the heat, or the GM. And Beltran and Cora and Hinch, they were the, where the player's tied up and forced to do it? Put Pete Rose in, put Bonds in. I don't want to hear any of you ever tell me anything about cheating on your high baseball white horse. And you're going to sit here and just let the Astros get away with it, and maybe the Red Sox, whenever that report comes out, or I don't know, he's going to hammer now with Cora gone, Dombrowski gone. I mean, who are you going to hammer with the Red Sox? Well, it's not going to be the players. Who are you going to hammer? Bob the hot dog vendor. Again, we get breaking news that Bob the hot dog vendor has been suspended for a year. Why Bob? Because we couldn't. There was no one left to punish. Everybody had immunity. So Bob the hot dog vendor. And we're getting close to baseball season, folks. And this story will... We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have 9,000 cable and satellite channels. Stories don't go away anymore. They don't. They don't until there's resolution. Not just because the games are going to start. You're going to go, you know what, games are starting. Yeah, I forgot all about it. No, it's not happening with this. It's not. So Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, Bonds in the Hall of Fame, Clemens in the Hall of Fame. And tell me why these players all are free on immunity. And I ask anybody to Google the Wall Street Journal, Dark Arts, Code Breakers, and you read this and you're like, it is one of the sickest things ever in sports. It is. It is flat out the worst cheating I've ever seen. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
More Huge in minutes. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. First huge question of the night. Should Pete Rose, Clemens, Bonds, and then even Grillo and Wall had a good guy who's getting blackballed by baseball and the media and the writers, Curt Schilling, he should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, the reason the Astros all got immunity, the players, there's so many of them. And Manfred, you know, he used the excuse, well, we needed them to explain what happened. Really? Man, I get a lot of explanation out of that Wall Street Journal report and your letter to Lunau, right, that you're going to punish him. It's because it was rampant. And what do? Suspend a whole team when you got a 162-game schedule and you have one of your biggest franchises on this side with the Astros, and then the Red Sox are back at it again, and now he's waiting before spring training was the latest with the players. No players will be punished. Who are you going to punish? Cora's gone. Dombrowski's gone. And then like Grillo and Wall, who are New Yorkers, back at CBS Sports Radio, then Beltran, he doesn't get immunity, but now he's in that position of power as a manager, never manages a game for the Mets. And the Mets are in New York City, where Major League Baseball is based, and he gets shown the door because of pressure. So the rest of the players, how do these Astros players sleep at night? That Beltran now is just, he's got the Scarlet C right on his jersey forever as a cheater. And he's pushed out before he ever manages a game. And because he was on that team as a player, he's the only player smoked out here in the rest get immunity. And again, we're going to talk about the clubhouse code and, oh, Mike Fiers broke it. And I love how people say, well, it's the pitchers. And, you know, here's Verlander, you know, golfing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. How do you not stand up, Justin, and say this was wrong? What punishment or accountability? Don't tell me about a $5 million fine to the franchise, or Luhnow and Hinch were just suspended for a year. Not banned from baseball. Suspended for a year, and then the owner steps in and says, you guys are done. That's what I would do. If I own that team, anybody in my front office, anybody connected to this would be let go. If they got contracts, I'd pay them. I own a Major League Baseball franchise. I'm wealthy. I would still pay them. But for any of those Astros players to watch Hinch, and sometimes you're disconnected from a GM, but a manager who's there with you in the dugout, and a Carlos Beltran as a player, and Carlos's numbers, by the way, weren't all super inflated his final year with the Astros. But he then can't manage and achieve a dream. But you got immunity. And now it looks like they're saying the Red Sox players will get immunity. They'd be in the Major League Baseball front office. Really? How do these guys sleep at night? It's amazing. It really is. It drives me crazy. So you tell me, you know, Rose, you know, filing, petitioning baseball for reinstatement. President Trump tweeted out, put him in the Hall of Fame. And we're not going to go to Trump. We're not going to, Manfred did rip up his speech. We're not going to play politics, please. I'm already irritated enough with all this cheating. If you own the Astros, and this is what we don't know, though, and it's a tough question to answer, because when we hear the word immunity, it can be so broad. Does that give the owner the right to release the players? Was it put in a deal where the owner's handcuffed? I don't know. As an owner, can you say those guys never, we take them off the roster, I'll pay them whatever's left in their contracts? We don't know that. That's why Rob Manfred, they need to step up. Man. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Eli from Dallas. Or it's Evan from Dallas. Listening on 105.3, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Evan.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I thought you said Eli. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. It blows my mind that they just hand out immunity to all these players, absolutely no recourse. I spoke to you a couple weeks ago, and you know these guys are supposed to be leaders of the community. But another thing that gets me on the immunity thing, you know, everybody, and it is a big deal, but they blow it up. But you look at Belichick in football and how many times they've been caught cheating, and it just gets swept under the rug. And it's some of the most blatant cheating when you go back to Spygate. And then the most recent thing this year, was it in Cincinnati, where they got caught red-handed cheating again, and nothing is done about it.
Because you can't fire.
That has not been brought up.
Well, you know, and thank you, Evan, in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You can't, the Patriots are one of your, you're in the entertainment business, you're the NFL, you're Major League Baseball. Two franchises in question right now. Well, it would be three if we count what happened with Beltran getting canned. So you have market number one with the Mets, right? Market size. You have Boston, arguably top three baseball market. And you have Houston, who in the last 3 years, one of your top five franchises. What do? You're in the, you have TV deals where your owners are holding on to TV money right now. I can see what Rob Manfred, we can't suspend all these players. We got to do the immunity. All the owners get together, they all talk, they all understand it, they all share in the wealth. You know, the Spygate and videotaping a practice, have we had any, you know, stealing signs officially? Everyone now, you know, talks with the play card over their mouth, or now you see even teams in the bowl games are holding up, college teams are holding up like signs to block. You know, now they're worried about the overhead camera. There's nothing that compares when you look at what the facts are in this Astros cheating scandal. And I guess we'll get more on the Red Sox, as baseball said before spring training. But there's nothing with as much documented proof on cheating as that you have with the Astros, and all those players are walking, and that's wrong. You tell me, if you own the Astros, what would you do? Should Rose, Bonds, Clemens, Schilling all be in the Hall of Fame? What's cheating now, right? Why aren't, does Bonds just have to come clean and he gets in and there's immunity? I think the Major League Baseball Players Association opened up one hell of a can of worms on future cheating. Teams can get together. They can. We want immunity. It's amazing.
More Huge in minutes. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Wall and Grillo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Darwin Zook will have another update here in about 19 minutes. First huge question of the night with that Wall Street Journal report. And just detailing, you know, codes and dark arts and just... You know, we've already had the trash can in the video, and then when you read how deep and dark this cheating was with the Astros and the players get immunity, I wonder if Rob Manfred will have the conversations with the Major League Baseball Players Association and say, look, man, we need to suspend some guys. But they already cut a deal, and no one knows what that deal is. All we hear is immunity. If I'm the Astros owner, I just... release everybody and say, I want minor leaguers up who have nothing to do with it. Well, then you're not going to draw people. You have 81 home dates. You have a regional TV deal. You have a national TV deal. You have star power you're letting go. So money wins over credibility. And we see it all the time in sports. And I'm not standing on some soapbox. But when you look at how ugly this is, the Astros forever, all these players... even the franchise will be known as cheating to win. And think about what people did to Rose. Think about what people still do to Bonds and Clemens. McGuire, he was always treated differently than Sosa or Bonds during that same era. He was kind of like Paul Bunyan, a Disney character bigger than life. Clemens has taken a lot of heat. But some guys who came clean, you know, you move on. So why are these Astros? Well, it's part of the game we hear. Okay, well, you know, drugs, drinking, booze, you know, cocaine, whatever, amphetamines, everything's been part of the game. If you want to go along this historical timeline, I don't get how everybody looks at the Astros players and just says it's okay, or that they're not going to punish any of the Red Sox players in immunity, and that you're fine with just watching Carlos Beltran, Cora, A.J. Hinch, Lunau, the GM, Jeff Lunau, former GM of the Astros, all be shown the door. And that's enough for you as a fan to look the other way? Seriously? Same people were throwing syringes at Sosa when he's on the road, or even at Wrigley? Come on. Man, this is supposed to be America's pastime, America's game. I need some players to step up in Houston and Boston whenever that report is released. I don't know who they're going to punish, like we said at the top of the hour, with Cora gone and Dombrowski gone. It's amazing. It really is. You know, and everyone says, well, the pitchers aren't in on it. Okay, well, how do we know that? We're just supposed to trust everything Rob Manfred did and move on. How quick Hinch and Lunau were fired after only a one-year suspension. That's all baseball gave both of them for this. Just 1 year. because he was given immunity to the players, so, you know, he's trying to, he being Manfred, try to balance this. And the owner quickly, see, I'm buying Mr. Crane in Houston. I think he's going to lay the hammer wherever he can. I how quick he moved on Hinch and Luhnow, what he said about the players, that they will talk to the media in spring training. I think you're going to see a lot of movement with Houston, whatever he can do under the laws of baseball and the MLBPA, their union. So I'll take your thoughts. If you're the owner of the Astros, what would you do? With this story not going away, you're the baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, what do you do? And also, do you bring Rose back to baseball, put him in the hall, put Bonds in, put Clemens in, put Schilling in, because he's being blackballed because of his political beliefs? So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Later we'll do a sidebar question with the Oscars coming up. Best movie you saw last year. First, though, let's go to Adam out in Portland, Oregon. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Sir, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. As a left-hander who threw strikes, and a lifelong Dodger fan, I wish the Astros were still in the National League, because I guarantee you that every time one of the hitters came up to the plate and they were part of that team or those teams, well, I'm not going to throw at your head because I threw 98-mile-hour gas. I'm not going to throw at your butt because, well, that's not going to hurt. One's going to get away, and it's going to hit you right in the hand, and it's going to break your hand. And the next guy up to the plate, well, you weren't on that team. I'll pitch to you. Next guy, oh, you were on the team. Oh, that one got away. I guess my point is they all should be banned if they cheated. If, you know, last night, Lillard, you heard about the shot that the
The blown call, yes.
Well,
yes.
They've got this big thing in New York that they see every game, and they can tell they go. Well, they have the same thing for baseball. Baseball has the ability to go back and do detailing and look and see that guy he knows, and put him in a room and make him talk. I mean, what was the purpose of having the Dowd report for steroids and then not announce all the name of the players? I guess my issue, you just mentioned McGuire. The difference between McGuire and Bonds, McGuire was really nice to people, to the reporters. Bonds, well, he was a dick. I don't want Bonds in the Hall of Fame because he won't admit it. Finally, Rose finally admitted he served his penance. Let him at least get him out of our hair. But when you have, what was the player for the Texas Rangers? He pointed at the Congress, I did not cheat. And then what? Not too long after, he failed a drug test.
Are you talking about Canseco?
God, he had the
Rafael Palmeiro?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess my point is, you know, my dad told me a long, long time ago, and I'm 57 years old, and I've been a lifelong baseball fan. He said to me once when I was a kid, he says, you're a man. If you make a mistake, you own it, you accept it, you acknowledge it, and you move on. My brother said, oh, I never heard that. Guess what my brother's doing now, and I'm the one making the money. My point is, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. Punish the players. You know, the Black Sox. You haven't talked about the Black Sox. Yeah, bring back Kennesaw. Bring back Bowie Kuhn. What would he do as opposed to Manfred? There's a valid point.
Oh, yeah, bring everybody back. I mean, if cheating now is all about immunity for the players, any players that are banned from the Hall, bring them back in. Make it one big party. Adam, thanks for the... Yeah, Adam, I appreciate the call from Portland. I got to grab a couple other people, bud. Thank you for listening out west. Let's go to Roger in South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge.
Hey, Raj.
Well, I got a major problem with the umpires in this situation. They have rabbit ears. They can hear players from the dugout. They hear managers from the dugout. They don't hear a beating can. They don't hear these things from the dugout. I've seen all the videos. This is ridiculous. You can't tell me that they don't hear this, and it's been more than one game. I've seen videos of multiple games. These umpires are also complicit, but they fall under the commissioner. This is a huge cover-up. This makes Watergate look like an overcharge at a lemonade stand. This is unbelievable. What's
I agree,
going on.
Dude. As more comes out in that bombshell report by the Wall Street Journal, as they say, at CBS Sports. And Roger, thanks for the call from South Carolina. This is getting bigger, okay? And at the top of the hour, when we get back after the update, I'll recap the start. And we know a lot in terms of why Hinch and Lou Now, the GM and the Astros, and what their punishment was. But when you look at the bullet points in this bombshell report by Wall Street Journal's Jared Diamond on the letter that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred sent Jeff Lou Now 11 days before the discipline was announced. Man. And my guess is, you know, did Lou Now leak this to Wall Street Journal? You know, it's ugly. And it's not getting better. And then they still got to deal with the Red Sox situation. And you got pitchers and catchers reporting here, what, in the next week, Arizona and Florida. It's crazy. If you want to join in, again, if you were the Astros owner, what would you do? What's the right thing to do? If you're Rob Manfred, you know, again, your arms are tied because of the players' union, but what is the right thing to do here? If you're a player on the Astros roster or played during that time, what's the right thing to do? I'll go through some of that Jared Diamond's bombshell report in the Wall Street Journal. It's even uglier than what Manfred gave us from his 9-page report detailing what happened 2017 World Series and early in 2018. I mean, this goes back to 2016. So this entire resurgence of the Astros that we credited to great management and a farm system and spending money, yes, on big name free agents, trades, Verlander, Cole Wright. It's all predicated on cheating. All of it. And that's the way it looks. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And like me on Facebook, search Saturday Night Huge Show.